Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you almighty Jesus. Mane ti are na na we ti ara na bo ti ara na bo ti ara. Mane na na bo ti are na 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 we na na we ti ara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she has a devotion for you.
God's morning, and thank you for joining in with your host, Cassandra Brand, with Spend Time with God. I'd like to give a shout out to our top five listeners: Philippines, South Africa, United Kingdom, Nigeria, and of course, the United States. Well, today we have a different agenda. God's agenda, not mine. That's why obedience is better than sacrifices. And our topic today is, why pray? Why? Well, we're going to find out today. Praying to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ, using God's holy word, scripture, and prayer is the most powerful thing we can do for ourselves and others. As you pray for your needs and the needs of others, you are actually becoming a prayer warrior. Not warrior, but warrior. W-A-R-R-I-O-R, yes. An intercessor, just as Jesus was and is today for each of us. Jesus is constantly interceding for us through our Heavenly Father. It is written that Jesus was sent to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3 and 8. Now, you might want to write these down, or you can always, you know, replay this and write these scriptures down and study them so you can be a more effective intercessor. Now, we are to do the same. We have the power and the authority through Jesus Christ. All we have to do is live in the promise of the Word of God and to use His precious name. Just that simple. The most powerful weapon we have are the name of Jesus Christ and God's holy Word and His foul, wicked demons. No power of darkness can stand against the word of God and the name of Jesus Christ. And through the blood of, you have to learn your worth, your value. The importance of confessing our sins and worshiping God according to the word of God. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66:18. We know that God does not listen to sinners. But if anyone is God-fearing and a worshiper of Him and does His will, He listens to him. John 9:31. Now, you use scriptures when you pray, and the people ask God, teach us how to pray. I mentioned one time about soulish prayers. You know, you hear people always telling God what they want God to do. But the best way to move God in prayer is to hold Him to His word by using scriptures. And the most simple and effective prayer, you will find Luke 11, chapter 2, chapter 11, verse 2. That's Luke 11, 2. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that has indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's in the King Version. That's Luke 11 and 2. So when you feel like you can't pray, just start right there. Just start right there. 14 and John 16 and 23. Is when praying according to John 14:14, you are asking Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ to do something for you. As an example, to forgive your sins, to forgive sins of a loved one, to destroy curses, to destroy evil strongholds, to protect your child, etc. When praying according to John 16:23, you are asking your Heavenly Father to give you something in Jesus Christ's name. For an example, to give you total deliverance, to give your child salvation, to give you financial freedom, etc. It's John 16:23, when you ask God to give you something. John 14:14 is when you're asking God to do something. So line the word of God up in your prayer. You are either asking Jesus to do something for you, or you're asking him to give you something. The portent, though, is to pray to God, mirroring the scriptures that apply to what you are asking, stating to God that your word says this. Example, John 14:14, do, or John 16:23, give. And I am standing on your word, God, for you to do or give unto me. I might be getting a little bit off subject, but before I was preparing, because you can't just jump out of bed, hop online, think everything's going to roll. I've tried it. It doesn't work. You know, you have to have enthusiasm. You have to be excited. You have to have passion. Not like a dreading job that you go into that you don't want to do. Dragging your feet. Just being remote. Doing it because for the wrong reasons. I miss being on here. And trust me, God has dealt with me. But we have to make spending time with God a priority. 15 minutes. You can't give him 15 minutes of your day. Now, are you sure you could know for sure? Oh, God said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with love, kindness, have I drawn. That's Jeremiah 1:5, 31-3. Write that down, Jeremiah 1:5, 31-3. The deepest is my. Now, you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We need to stand free and to know what true freedom is. A life is full of many choices, and there is a sure path. Now, Jeremiah 6:16, we can take, we all have to make decisions in various areas of our life on a daily basis. But unfortunately, there are those things in this life that appear as one thing, when they are actually something totally different. The truth about something determines whether we make the right choice in this life. Truth is not something that is relative to just one situation and then changes to fit another situation. Truth is constant, never changes. Having a working knowledge of what truth really is and how to walk in the truth will help you to make the right decision for life. As you go through this life, you would need to recognize truth in order to hear, so you can understand what is truly happening and why. In turn, this will help us to understand the reason clearly. We need to be sure of the path, the course we are on, and realize that there is. And how do you get this? It's through prayer. Prayer is communication with God. You are in a relationship with God. If you marry, you are in a relationship with your husband. If you're dating, you're in a relationship with your boyfriend. And I pray that it's male to male. Amen. Bless the Lord. You are in a relationship. That's why you have to pray. If you want your man to take care of you, you got to talk. If you want your man to take care of you, you have to talk to him. You want him to do something or give you something, you have to communicate with him. Make him accountable. Ooh. Well, the no goodbye. I'll see you later. And I want to thank everyone sincerely for being patient and being faithful. I see the stats. Even though I'm not on here, we still have over close to 60 clubs. You still come to this. That's why it's good to have, to be able to replay, to revisit. You never know. So keep moving forward. Be safe. Put the blood of the Lamb on your door and know that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Have a very blessed and productive day. And this is your hope. It's Sandra Grant. With God.
Oh, God, for you are mighty, Jesus. My name is